21 years since Stay Another Day became the UK's Christmas number one. But where does that rank on our list of favourite and not so favourite Christmas songs? So, well, to talk about that, the man that wrote it, and that is E17's Tony Morton. Morning, Tony.
Good morning. How are you? How is Yorkshire?
Yorkshire's good and quite sunny as well this morning.
Oh, lovely.
Makes a nice
place.
Change, Tony. Makes a nice change. We were just talking, actually, because it was 20 years since Toy Story got released, and it's now 21 years for Stay Another Day. My God, Tony, it's making me feel so old.
Oh, mate, how do you think it makes me feel? It's a shocker, isn't it? I was doing all right till you said that.
It really is sort of hits home, doesn't it, that 21 years. There has been some amazingly good Christmas songs. There's been a lot of questionable ones, and there's a lot out this year. I'm going to get you some thoughts on some of those.
Yeah.
But Stay Another Day, that was a particularly good one.
Thank you very much. I mean, I can't comment on that because it's my one. But thank you very much. I'm absolutely humbled that it's even in there and thought about as some of the greats that are in there. It's fantastic.
What's your favourite?
It does change a little bit from time to time, but usually Fairy Tale of New York, The Bogues.
Yeah, that is. I think for most people, that's their favourite, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it reminds me of my childhood as well. Coming from an Irish background, and it was sort of that's what it'd be like down the working men's clubs of a weekend.
Yeah,
an argument. bit of music, bit of drinking.
That's Christmas, though, isn't it? That's Christmas.
Yeah.
There's a new poll from Morrison's.
Yes, they've done a poll, yes.
And they're telling us that Mr. Blobby is the nation's most hated Christmas song.
That's right, yeah. And it's my most hated as well because it kept us off number one. So,
really?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Blobby. I'm sure it was that one. It was one of his tracks kept It's All Right off number one, and I was well unhappy. Oh. I thought, that's it, my life's over. I've just lost to a big floppy fellow in a suit. But yeah, they've done a poll because they found out that, they're trying to keep their customers happy, and certain songs were making them unhappy. And so what they did, they've compiled a playlist of the best ones and the worst ones. And I'm happy to say that E17 are in the best and not the worst, because otherwise this would be a proper awkward interview.
Yeah. That would be... Oh, you're on the worst?
Yeah, number one on the worst.
Dear me.
Absolute crappy song ever. How do you feel about
that? Well, we've been looking at, like, the worst, the Merry Christmas ones.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, love it.
Got to be done. Because every year, around this sort of time of year, I get loads sent to me from different artists. And I think I have found... Not just the worst song, but the worst lyrics I have ever heard in a song, Tony.
It's not an E17 one, is it?
It's not an E17 one. Okay. It's Scouting for Girls.
Oh, okay.
Right, it's called Christmas in the Air. I'm going to play you the opening line, okay? This is the opening line. Have a think about this. For someone that's written some amazing lyrics in their time, have a think about this, Tony, and see what you think about this. Hold on, here we go.
Your smile warms me like central heating.
There you go. Your smile warms me like central heating.
I'll tell you, that'd have me stuck for what's going to rhyme with it as well. that's a bit of a classic opening line.
It's good, isn't it, eh?
Yeah. Central heating that's on or off?
I don't know. As soon as I heard that first line, I'm like, yeah, no, we're not playing that.
We're not playing that. We're not going to go any further than that.
No more. That's it.
Thank you very much.
There's some good ones out this year as well, though. Shakin' Stevens has brought back Merry Christmas, Everyone. He's done it in Aid of Samaritans. It sounds a bit more like Mumford & Sons more than anything else. That's pretty good.
Does it? A bit of Shaky back again.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's 108, isn't he?
I think he's getting on that way.
He's as old as Santa. I was a big Shaky fan when I was a kid.
Same here. I had the denim and everything.
Yeah. We all did it behind the green door.
Ah, whoa, Julie.
Julie.
It's the first concert I ever went to was Shakin' Stevens. First one.
Was it really?
Yeah. So he's back. And then the Cortinas have got one as well, a bit more serious. Winter Wonderland, that's cool. That's quite nice.
Oh.
The Darkness have tried again. They've got one called I Am Santa. So I think people are trying to
don't they?
Because I think they think that, you know, it's going to be like Wham Last Christmas, and they're going to be able to retire more than anything. I'm not going to ask you exactly how much money a Christmas single was worth to you, but is it like, you know, you can put your feet up and not work for the rest of your life?
Not really, no.
Right,
not,
okay.
Not, you know, I mean, I could lie and, you know, but... Luckily, I own a property company as well, and we've sort of been doing property since 1993, and that kind of, you know, I have other sources of income as
well. You're the Robbie Fowler of the pop industry.
I am the Robbie Fowler, yeah. So I've sort of, that's been running sort of concurrently as well, alongside it. But yeah, it's okay. Obviously, you know, it pays a lot of money, but if I'm honest, I couldn't really raise my family off it. But it is a lot, and some years are better than other years.
Really?
Some years are better than other years.
Is that just how often it's played on the radio?
Often it's played on the radio, and also it might get used in an advert, like the crisp advert a couple of years ago.
Right.
So things like that all add up, and it all goes in the bin. Yeah, but yeah. It's, you know, it brings in an income for us. I'm sure Brian still gets a good lump as well because he was singing on it. He was the lead vocalist, so that's all good.
Oh, really? So he get just by singing on it. It's not just the writer.
No, it's not just the writer. The producer will get money as well. He's on point, so he's on a percentage. The performers, anyone that's performing on there, whether you're playing an instrument or you're singing, you get paid for your vocals as well. So it's, it's not just the writer.
Yeah. And of course, there's a lot to that single as well, because it's not really just about Christmas, is it, for you?
It's absolutely nothing about Christmas whatsoever, although there are some Christmassy bells that the record company wanted us to put in at the end to make it a bit more festive. But the actual song is written about my brother's suicide, which was a couple of years earlier, previous to it, and I was looking for inspiration to write a song. So that's what I wrote it about. And the title, Stay Another Day, is really beautiful story behind that, that a friend of mine lost her father. And as she did in hospital, obviously he died. And at that moment, she screamed with the emotion. And he came back. And he came back for 24 hours. And I kept that title in my head. And I knew I was going to use it at some point. So the title for me is just so powerful. And the song, it's a very important song to me about missing someone. And, you know, it was a very special song.
Yeah, no, it certainly sounds that way. It's a cracking track. It really was. I'm going to play it in a second.
Legend.
We can't not.
I
imagine today you're going to hear it quite a bit.
You can go with Fairy Tale in New York. I don't mind.
Oh, we could go with that one as well. Well, we'll try and play both of them. it's nearly the 1st of December. We can go full Christmas very, very shortly,
in
I think.
Christmas mode. We're going to get our jumpers out in a minute.
Exactly. It's got to be done. If people want to find out a little bit more about this, the poll that's been done, is there their website and bits and pieces they can get?
I'm sure it'd be all over their website, but I think it's just something that they kind of done that they found out works for them.
Okay. Do a Google search for Morrison's, find out the details of that.
And if you go into their shop, you'll find it's full of very nice Christmassy music. There's no bad songs in there.
good news. Tony Mortimer, thank you so much
for
joining us this
morning.
Absolute
pleasure.
Merry Christmas.